few years ago, I suffered a minor stroke that reduced my field of vision by about a third, leaving me with a large and literal blind spot to complement the metaphorical blind spots I'm sure I also have. It's a curious thing. It's as if my windows to the world now have shutters that are partly closed. But of course, we all have limited vision. Some birds, for example, have a full 360-degree horizontal visual field, but humans only attain to half that. Nor do we see everything possible within that already reduced field. Humans can only observe a narrow band of the electromagnetic spectrum directly, and need instruments like radios. Much the same can be said for hearing, since we only detect sound within a very small slice of potential frequencies. We're hopelessly handicapped when it comes to smell and taste, and we can't even begin to address all the information that simply doesn't exist for us because we don't have the required sensory apparatus. But occasionally it works the other way. When I was a teenager, for example, a friend and I decided to test out a rumor that massive overdoses of a perfectly legal seasickness remedy would induce strong hallucinations. Oddly, that particular drug is no longer on the market, but I can report that the rumor was true, and that Blaine and I wandered around Santa Maria, California for most of a day in profoundly altered mental states, while also, I later realized, sloughing off great heaps of brain cells that would really come in handy about now. For several hours during our druggy wanderings, I was able to see auras. Blaine's was a bright turquoise blue. And so, I no longer scoff at those who claim to see auras, because it seems to me that the drug temporarily switched on, for me, some faculty that, for some, is always present. And if I can detect auras with chemical help, is it really so crazy to believe that there are humans who can detect thoughts, or future events, or ghosts? Granted, I can't, not easily. But I don't see well to my right anymore, either. Isn't it possible that some humans see or hear or whatever, in frequencies or spectrums or whatever, that aren't available to the rest of us? We are little points of awareness, encased in meat and bone, with just a few dim windows letting in a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of information. Actually, that metaphor doesn't go far enough. We're more like little points of awareness, held captive in massive castles of stone with tubes the size of garden hoses, letting in a little light, a little sound, a little smell, and that's about it. To pretend a certainty about the world, to state dogmatically what can or cannot be, well, that's just dumb. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.